Our theme tonight is Welcome to Global 3.0. In the annual wrap-up, I described the industrial economy as 2.0 and a networked economy as 3.0. The changes, as I said in the wrap-up, are accelerating, and you can see it all over the news. Big one is Musk at Tesla has now jumped the curve. And sure enough, he's announced that letter up on their blog today, all our patents are belonging to you. Let me just read some of the letter. Yesterday, there was a wall of Tesla patents in the lobby on our Palo Alto headquarters. That is no longer the case. They have been removed. In the spirit of the open source movement for the advancement of electric vehicle technology, Tesla Motors was created to accelerate the advent of sustainable transport. If we clear a path to the creation of compelling electric vehicles, but then lay intellectual property landmines behind us to inhibit others, we are acting in a manner contrary to our goal. Tesla will not initiate patent lawsuits against anyone who in good faith wants to use our technology. He goes on, at Tesla, however, we felt compelled to create patents out of concern that the big car companies would copy our technology and then use their massive manufacturing, sales, and marketing power to overwhelm Tesla. We couldn't have been more wrong. The unfortunate reality is the opposite. Electric car programs are programs for any vehicle that doesn't burn hydrocarbons. At the national manufacturers are small to non-existent, constituting an average of far less than 1%. Of their total vehicle sales. He goes on to point out that annual net new vehicle production is approaching 100 million per year, and the global fleet is approximately 2 billion cars. He says it's impossible for Tesla to build electric cars fast enough to address what's going on. By the same token, the market is enormous. And by, he says, our true competition is not the small trickle of non-Tesla electric cars being produced, but rather the enormous flood of gasoline cars pouring out of the world's factories every day. So this is very exciting. It reminds me when I ran Hamilton Securities in Washington, we persuaded the government very much. They were very reluctant. When we did a lot of very, at the time, unique and sophisticated designs auction for distressed mortgage debt, we developed design books. Some of the design books were as much as 2,000 pages long for each sale, and we insisted that they go up on the internet for free so that everybody get them, because it would rapidly accelerate the sort of changes in the market and the innovation speed. And it was widely predicted that it would very much hurt our bottom line. It didn't. In fact, it gave us a reputation for innovation, and the flow to us increased in ways that were very, very powerful. So kudos to Musk. I think that's going to turn out to be a very wise decision. And it's a perfect example of the kind of jump shift to 3.0 that's happening. Another example, we're seeing squabbles all the way around the globe, from San Francisco across Europe. The Uber app is has got taxi cab drivers frustrated and angry. In this case, I kind of sympathize with them, but I think 3.0 can't be stopped. Uber, of course, the app that allows people to jump rides with other people, and so does for renting taxis or sort of short term transportation, does for that market what Airbnb is doing for staying overnight at somebody's house. So engineering the cash flows direct from retail to retail.